Welcome home, darling. You're back later than usual. Did you have a good day? Meet anyone interesting? Nothing special. Just the usual commute home. Is that so? That's funny, because you seem a little, I don't know, nervous? Are you nervous, darling? No? Then why are you standing all the way over there by the door? Come here. I want to give you a proper welcome home. I said, come here. That's better. Now, let me get a good look at you. You seem different somehow. Can't quite put my finger on it. Your hair looks the same. Your clothes are the ones you left in this morning. Your shoes are... You smell different. Come here. Closer. There's something unfamiliar about your scent today. Your hands, especially. Let me see them. These hands pet me this morning before you left. I remember because you scratched behind my left ear for exactly 43 seconds, and it was perfect. But now they smell like... Is that fur? Oh, that's definitely fur. And it's not mine. Look at this. Look at it. This is white fur. I have black fur with those cute little white patches on my ears and tail. But this is completely white and short-haired. Domestic breed. Female, if I had to guess. Well-fed, so she has an owner who takes care of her. Where were you? Don't give me that look. And don't you dare try to lie to me right now. I can smell it all over you. Your hands, your sleeves, even your pants. You didn't just brush past this cat. You didn't just see it from a distance. You touched it. The neighborhood? You pet a neighborhood cat on the way home? Oh, I see. Just a friendly little cat on the street. Just being nice. Just couldn't help yourself, could you? You actually pet another cat? Was she cute? I bet she was cute. Did she rub against your legs? Did she meow for you? Did you smile at her? Did you call her a good girl? How long did you pet her for? Was it longer than 43 seconds? Did you scratch behind her ears too? That's our thing. That's what you and I do. Is this a regular thing? Do you see her every day? On your commute? Is there a schedule? Did you plan this? Does she have a name? Did you give her a name? Oh, God, did you name her? Just a cat. Just a cat. I'm just a cat, too. Aren't I? Is that all I am to you? Just another cat you can pet whenever you feel like? Am I not enough for you? Are you laughing? Are you seriously laughing at me right now? Oh, you think this is funny. You think I'm being dramatic. Interesting. You think this is a joke? You think I'm not serious? Let me make something very clear to you, darling. I am very serious. That cat, that little stray you found so adorable, she doesn't know you like I do. She doesn't wait by the door every evening listening for your footsteps. She doesn't memorize the exact way you smell when you wake up in the morning. She doesn't count the seconds when you scratch behind her ears. She's just a cat looking for pets from strangers. But me? I'm your cat. Or at least, I thought I was. You know what? That's it. I've clearly been far too lenient with you. You need to be reminded of who you belong to. Sit down on the couch. Now. Don't make me ask twice. Good. Now don't move. You're going to sit there, and you're going to let me fix this mess you've made. You smell like her. This is unacceptable, completely and utterly unacceptable. Do you have any idea how wrong this feels? How offensive it is to come home and smell another cat on my human? You're my human. Mine. Not hers. Not anyone else's. Mine. I'm the only cat you need. The only one who gets your pets. The only one who gets to rub against you and mark you and make sure you smell like you belong to me. Am I jealous of another cat? Mock me one more time. Go ahead. See what happens. You'll take me seriously soon enough. There. This is better. This is where I belong. Where you belong. Every inch of you needs to smell like me again. Not her. Me. My scent, my claim, my human. Do you feel that? That's my purr, not hers. She can't purr for you the way I can. She doesn't know all your favorite spots like I do. She doesn't know that you like it when someone plays with your hair right here. Or that you relax when I press my head right against your chest where I can hear your heartbeat. She's just a stranger. But me? I know everything about you. There. Much better. Now you smell like mine again. Now, we need to establish some ground rules, since apparently you need them spelled out. Rule number one. No petting other cats. Not strays. Not neighborhood cats, not cats at the pet store, not cats in pictures on the internet, no other
Rule number two. If you see a cat on the street, you cross to the other side. You don't make eye contact. You don't slow down. You keep walking. Rule number three. If a cat approaches you, which they won't anymore, but if one does, you walk away immediately. Rule number four, and this is the most important one. The only cat you touch is me. Understood? A bit much. Darling, I'm not asking you. I'm telling you. These aren't suggestions. These are rules. My rules. And you're going to follow them. Because, well, I'd hate for anything to happen to those neighborhood strays. You know how it is. Cats can be so territorial, so protective of what's theirs. It would be such a shame if they suddenly, I don't know, decided to move to a different neighborhood. Far away, where you'd never see them again. Cats are such fragile creatures, really. So many dangers out there. Cars, other animals, unfortunate accidents. But I'm sure it won't come to that. Because you're going to be a good boy and follow my rules, aren't you? Now say it. Say you're mine. Say it. Good. Now say you'll never pet another cat. That's my good human. See how easy that was? This is much better, don't you think? Just you and me, the way it should be. I love you so much, you know? The thought of losing you to some stray. You don't understand what you mean to me. You're not just my roommate. You're not just my human. You're everything. I can't help being protective. It's in my nature. I'm a cat. We're territorial. We claim what's ours, and we don't share. And you? You're mine. You've always been mine. From the day I moved in here. From the first time you scratched behind my ears. From the first time I curled up in your lap. Mine. Now, pet me. The way you pet her. Scratch behind my ears. Go on. Yes. There it is. Right there. Oh, that's perfect. See? Isn't this better than some random street cat? I'm soft. I'm warm. I'm yours. Tell me I'm your favorite. Good answer. Your hands feel so good in my fur. This is where they belong. Not on some stranger. On me. This is where you belong. With me. In this apartment. On this couch. With me in your lap. In your hands. In my fur. I'll never let you go. You know that. Right? You're stuck with me. forever and ever and ever. If you ever do that again, well, let's just say I can be very persuasive when I need to be. But you won't do it again, will you? I didn't think so. You know, you're not going anywhere tonight. Or tomorrow. Or, well, ever, really. We're gonna stay just like this. Maybe you watch a movie, you can pick. I don't mind. I'll just stay right here, in your lap, where I belong. Remember, darling, you're my human. My precious pet. My everything. And I take very good care of what's mine.